今天很高兴见到大家。
Good to be with you today. Thank you for being here. God is good.
感谢大家来，神是好的。
It's fun to see in here my name. I've never seen my name written in complex characters before, Bai Qi Hua. So it's fun to see my name in interesting and complex characters. 启发的启，中华的华。
他说我的名字叫白启华，从来没见过我的名字是繁体写的。
So, yeah, if you don't know who I am, I work at the University of Buffalo with international students. I'm a missionary there.
如果说你们不认识我的话，我是一名传教士，我在 UB 传带领学生的施工。
And I lived in China for 11 years, from 2004 to 2015, in the city of Suzhou.
我在中国住了11年，从2004到2015年。
During that time, I also went to seminary at a seminary in Kentucky. So.I really love China, and I really love being here at your church.
我当在其中呢，我也去了肯塔基的一个神学院来进修。然后我非常喜欢中国，也非常喜欢在这个华人教会里面跟大家一起敬拜。
Over the break, I was able to go on a fun trip with some students from UB. We went to Dallas, Texas for a student conference.
在寒假的时候，我有幸跟一些国际学生一起去达拉斯参加一个圣经的这个研讨会。
So you might recognize this student here, Yan, and then this student here.
这是我们教会的两个人，两个弟兄。
This guy here. So we had a very good time growing closer to God, and it was wonderful. You can ask Ning about it, see what he thought. It was a great time.
大家可以如果说见到张年华，可以问他一下体验怎么样。
So we just want to thank you for supporting our ministry. Your support allows things like this to happen, for students to grow stronger in their faith with God.
我感谢教会对我们的事工的支持，你们的事工让这些人对神在神里面主里面更有信心的提高。
And there's four students here from India that were not Christians, and they came with us on this trip, and they were able to hear the gospel very clearly.
其中这有四个学生是印度人，他们不是基督徒，但是他们也得到了听圣经的机会。
And so, we're excited about how God is working in the lives of students here at the University of Buffalo.
就是也我们在通过事工也见证了就是神在学生中的生命中的改变。
Good picture here of Ning.
然后就是张宁，
帅哥。So today we'll be looking at Psalm 23.
我们今天来看诗篇二十三章。
My goal as I come in the next several times is to go through some of the Psalms and examine them together.
然后我们来一起来读一下这个，然后我们来一起学习一下这里面的
Yeah, there's probably no more famous psalm in the Bible than Psalm 23. It might be one of the most famous passages in all of the Bible, Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三章应该是诗篇里面最出名的一章，也可能是圣经里面最出名的一章。
But before we get into the psalm, I have a question for you. Have you ever been lost?
在我们开始之前，我想问一下大家，你们有迷路过吗？
Yes. Maybe some of us have been get lost more easily than others.
你们可能有些人会比较容易迷路。
But I remember when I was 10 years old, I went to Disney World with my grandparents.
我记得我在十岁的时候，我们去了这个迪士尼世界，跟我的这个祖父母一起。
And that time, I think it was 1988.
当时是1988年。
There was a big parade. An Easter parade.
他们在进行一个复活节的游行。
And there were so many people at this parade, maybe more than 50,000 people at the parade.
当时这个游行有很多人, 可能大概比5万人还要多。
And at this parade, they were televising it on TV. And so I wanted to be on TV.
然后这个游行它是会出现在电视上的, 所以说我也想上电视。
And so I said to my grandparents, let's go over to the cameras to see if we can get on TV.
所以说我就跟我的祖父母说, 我说我们能不能去这个摄影机旁边, 我看一下能不能拍到我。
So in the process of trying to be on TV, I got lost.
我说在我想上电视的这个途中呢, 我就是走迷路了。
So here I was, 10 years old.
所以我10岁。
Around more than 50,000 people.
但是身边大概有5万人。
And I was totally lost.
然后我就跟他们完全走失了。And
I was pretty scared.
然后我当时我就记得我非常害怕。
Have you ever been lost?
你说你们有没有迷路过呢?
So I think many of us have been lost. We've had that experience. Maybe it's been a scary experience.
所以说我们可能每个人都迷路过，也是一个非常可怕的经历。
We've been physically lost, but I think there's been times in our lives where we can also be spiritually lost.
我们可以经历身体上的迷失，也可能有时候会经历到精神上的迷失。
I think part of the human condition is that we can stray away.
就我们人的本性就是我们会迷失。
We can stray away from things that are important, relationships that are important.
我们可能偏离了重要的事，也可以偏离了与别人的关系。
And we can stray away from God.
我们也可以偏离上帝。
Maybe this is due to the sin in our lives.
也许是我们生活中的罪恶。
Or it can be due to our doubt. We wonder, does God really care about me?
也许可能是因为怀疑，我们有时候不太确定上帝是不是真的关心我们。
Or maybe it's due to our own self-sufficiency. We want to do things in our own strength.
也许我们有时候会对自己比较自信，我们想生活中起来想过自己想要的生活。
And then over time, we can stray away from God.
然后又经历了一段时间，我们可能就偏离了神的轨道。
And as we come to Psalm 23, that's what this psalm is all about. It's answering that question.
所以说，诗篇23章又提到了这个问题。
Have you ever been lost?
你有没有迷路过？
And that's what this psalm is trying to help us learn to find our way back to God.
你说这个经节就是带领我们，我们怎么样回到神的面前？
A little background on Psalm 23.
在诗篇23章，它是有一个背景的。
There basically are there's two areas of the Bible if you want to learn how to pray. The Lord's Prayer in the New Testament and the Psalms in the Old Testament.
圣经里面有两种祷告的方式，一种是旧约的诗篇，还有一种是新约的主祷文。
As you come to the Psalms in the Old Testament, they will teach you how to praise, how to lament, how to confess sin, and how to trust God.
诗篇呢，会经常会教你赞美，然后哀哭、认罪，还有怎么样信靠神。
And that's what we find here in Psalm 23.
然后这在23章就是一个体现。
You could call Psalm 23 a psalm of trust.
所以说可以把诗篇23篇称为信靠的诗篇。
Where David learns to express confidence in God despite hardship.
就在困难面前，大卫也在其中表现了对上帝的信心。
What's interesting is that this psalm is written by David.
就是诗篇其实是大卫写的。
David himself was a shepherd.
然后大卫他本身出身是一个牧羊人。
And so he's using this metaphor or this idea of shepherding to convey ideas about who God is.
他通过牧羊人这个比喻来比喻耶和华。
David, of course, also became king. David was king.
然后大卫后来他从牧羊人变成了一个以色列的王。
And at this time, And this part of Israel, that history, kings were described as shepherds. They would take care of their people.
在当时以色列的背景中，王也经常被比喻作牧羊人，来领导他的人。
So the shepherd king of Israel, David, is teaching us about the ultimate shepherd, God.
所以说，当从一个牧羊人出身的大卫，也教，也告诉别人，作为一个真正的牧羊人是应该怎么做的。
And so as we come to the psalm, I think the main idea of the psalm is this. The Lord is our shepherd, guiding us, protecting us, and loving us.
所以说，这个里面的要点我们要知道，主是我们的牧者，引导我们，保护我们，爱我们。
And so as we come to this psalm today, I hope that you can know in a deeper way the wisdom, protection, and love of God in your life.
所以说我们希望也大家可以知道神的智慧，保护和爱。
And as we come to Psalm 23, I think there's three truths that we will learn about God and our relationship with Him.
就是当我们读到这篇诗篇时，我们会学到关于神和我们与神关系的三个真理。
The first truth that we learn is this, friends, embrace the wisdom of God in your life.
所以说，第一点是在你生活中领受上帝的智慧。
God is our shepherd.
神是牧羊人。
And he guides us.
他引导我们。
And for each of my points, I want to give you an image to think about.
所以说在我在表达每一个点的时候，我希望给大家一个图片，然后来表达它。
And the first image I want to give you is the shepherd's staff.
然后第一张图片就是牧羊人的竿。
It talks about that in verse 4. It says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So this is what the shepherd will use to guide sheep.
他这里写到，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，就是牧羊人的杖、竿。
So what does it say here in verse 1?
就是在第一节这里说到什么呢？
It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不必缺乏。
So here David is kind of laying out the main idea. Maybe this is a better idea. If you want this sermon, this psalm in one sentence, it's this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
比如说这里就想到耶和华是我的牧者，我必不，他照顾我们的需要。
And as he continues here in verses 1 through 3, he what do we want? Want what? What is he talking about? And he talks about how God takes care of our needs.
就是他这一写到，指出来，我们到底需要什么呢？就是因为神提供照顾我们的需要的供给。
It says here in verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
然后之后他又仔细的给大家说，他说他使我躺卧在青草地上。
So God guides me. So that I can be fed with good food. He takes care of my need for food.
引导我，可以让我吃得饱。
Notice how it says, he makes me.
他使我能吃饱。
Sometimes if you're around sheep, they don't want to do what the shepherd wants them to do.
如果说你牧过羊的话，你会发现羊经常不听牧羊人的话。
So they have to use that staff to make that animal go where it needs to go.
所以他就拿那个杆来拉那个羊，让羊知道他应该去哪里。
Nowadays they have dogs. Have you ever seen the dogs that can herd sheep? There's great videos about the dogs that can herd sheep.
现在有牧羊犬，牧羊犬它可以代替这个牧羊人来放羊。
Train these really smart dogs, and these dogs can just herd the sheep and make them go exactly where they want them to go.
他训练这只狗，然后狗就可以带这群羊。去到他们想去的地方。
Yeah, it says he makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地。
And then it says he leads me beside still waters.
然后领我在可安歇的水边。
If sheep don't have grass and if they don't have water, the sheep will die.
如果说羊没有草没有水，他们会死。
The shepherd cares for the sheep, and in the same way, God cares and provides for us.
就像牧羊人照料他的羊一样，神也照料，会照料我们。
This provision doesn't stop here in physical needs. It continues on in verse 3 to spiritual needs.
这里并没有停留在身体上的需要，也进阶到了灵里的需要。
What does it say here in verse 3? He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
God gives me spiritual strength when I feel spiritually empty.
等我感到灵里空虚的时候，神也给我灵上的灵里面的力量。
And not only that, but it says he leads us in the paths of righteousness. God leads us. God shows us how we should live righteously.
他不仅这样做，还引导我们走正确的道路。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
神是我们的牧羊人，牧者，我们必不致缺乏。
So there's a big football game today. That many people in Buffalo are excited about, the Buffalo Bills, an American football game.
今天呢就会打一场非常重要的比赛，就是 Buffalo Bills 的比赛。
Yeah, and this was actually an article that was written in the Wall Street Journal this week. There was an article, this picture was put in the Wall Street Journal this week.
这张相片呢是这个礼拜出现在《华尔街时报》的相片。
So, if you notice,These players are all very big players.
如果说你们注意观察，就发现他们这些打球的非常个子都非常高。
One of the reasons why the Buffalo Bills are playing well this year are because of these players here, these big guys.
他们长得非常大，他们就是因为他们打所以说这个队里能打得不错。
They've been playing very well, this group. These are not the pretty guys. These are the big ugly guys.
就他们可能长得不好，但是他们打球打得还挺好的。
Each of them is over 2 meters tall.
每个人基本上都在两米以上。
Each of them weighs more than 140 kilograms.
每个人都有140公斤左右。
And all of these guys combined weigh 865 kilograms.
然后他们加起来大概有865。公斤。
That's 1,909 pounds.
这是大概等于1,909磅。
These are big boys.
长得可以看到，长得挺大的。
Like big, not just big. Yeah. And one of the interesting things about these kinds of players, obviously they have good genes. They have good genetics. They have good genes, right?
关于这些球员有意思的事情呢，就是当然首先他们要有不错的基因。
But in order for them to be this big, they have to eat a lot.
但是在他们基因身体条件以上呢，他们每天要吃很多。
And drink a lot every day.
还喝很多水。
Each of these players eats around 7,000 calories per day.
然后每个人每天都要摄入7000卡路里。
They often eat 7 meals per day.
有时候一天吃七顿饭。
And it said that they eat so much that they get tired of eating.
然后有时候他们吃太多了，他们就感觉吃腻了。
But these players have coaches and nutritionists with them to make sure that they keep eating.
他们也有这个营养学家，然后让他们可以接着一直吃。
They got to eat enough and drink enough, and they also have to rest enough.
吃啊喝啊，然后也确保一定的休息。
Yeah. Well, friends, in the same way, we have a shepherd that's taking care of us.
我们也是一样，有一位牧者来看顾我们。
Even when we do not want to lie down in green pastures,
即使我们不想躺在青草地上
，He makes us do it.
他也会让我们躺下。
Even when we don't want to drink from still waters, he leads us to the water to drink.
如果尽管我们不想喝水，他也会领我们到有水喝的地方。
He even restores our soul.
他甚至会让我们灵魂苏醒。
God knows how to take care of us, and He knows how to lead us.
他知道如何照顾我们，也知道如何带领我们。
Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. So an application question for us this week is this: In what ways might you be resting, be resisting God's wisdom and care in your life?
在我们这礼拜的问题有一个，就是你在生活中可能以哪些方式抗拒上帝的智慧和关怀？
Friends, we want to stray. It's easy for us to stray away from God. And I pray that we would embrace the shepherd's staff and embrace his leading in our lives.
其实我们每个人都有喜欢偏离，我们喜欢过自己的生活。
Well, as the psalm continues, we learn a second truth about God and our relationship with him.
我们继续来读这诗篇，我们可以看到关于牧羊人的第二个真理。
And the second truth that we learn is this, friends, embrace the protection of God in your life.
说朋友们，来我们来接受，来在你生活上领受上帝的保护。
God is our shepherd, and he protects us.
神是我们的牧者，他也保护我们。
And the image that I want you to think about here is the shepherd's rod, the shepherd's rod.
来，再看一下这个牧羊人的杆，杖。
Yeah, the shepherds would carry a stick to protect the sheep.
在杆旁边呢，他也会有来带一个杖来保护这些羊。
What does it say in verse 4?
在第四节我们可以看到什么呢?
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
And why do we not fear evil? Because it says, because you are with me.
因为你与我同在。
Yeah. Your rod and your staff comfort me, right?
你的杖，你的杆都安慰我。
So here we see the protection of the shepherd.
我们这里可以看到这牧羊人对羊的保护。
One person said the only thing between a sheep and death is a shepherd. If there's no shepherd, the sheep will most likely die in the field.
所以说人们说，羊的生跟死之间。隔了一个牧羊人，如果说没有牧羊人的话，羊可能就会死掉。
Yeah. And so it's so true. I think if we are honest about our lives, there's times when we can really be afraid about what's going on in our lives.
很多时候，我们其实，在生命中，我们也会感觉到很害怕。
We can struggle with anxiety.
我们会焦虑。
Sometimes it feels like death.Is all around us.
有时候感觉死亡就在我们身边。
This even hints to back in Israel history when Israel was wandering through the wilderness, God was leading his people, protecting his people, and feeding his people in the wilderness.
也这其中也表示神在旷野中也带领他们，喂养他们。
Back to my story.When I was lost at Disney World.
我们回到我在迪士尼世界走失的这件事情。
I remember I was pretty scared. I was only 10 years old and surrounded by all these people that I did not know.
我十岁的时候被一大群陌生人包围着。
You see, I was no longer under the care and protection of my grandparents.
我不能再受到爷爷奶奶的照顾和保护。
And I knew immediately that I was vulnerable.
我其实立刻地意识到我自己是很脆弱的。
And I was afraid.
我很害怕。
There's no one there to protect me.
没有人能保护我。
Well, friends, as Christians, we can know that we will never be alone.
然后弟兄姊妹，我们作为基督徒，我们可以知道，我们其实永远不孤单。
Even if we're in a terrible situation,
即使我们的处境很糟糕,
we will never be alone.
然后我们也不会感觉到很孤单。
We can know that God is with us.
我们知道神与我们同在。
His rod is there to protect us.
他的杖在 那里来保护我们。
So an application question here is this. How can you trust God with your fears this week?
就是说如何这周如何将你的恐惧交托给上帝。
What are you afraid of?
你们害怕什么呢？
This psalm is a wonderful psalm to think about in your, if you have quiet times this week. Spend time with God in this psalm this week. It can really help you pray. You can use this psalm to help guide your prayer times this week.
如果说你们有自己的一些安静的时间，你可以跟神交流一下。
And if you are fearful of something or you're anxious about something, you can come here in verse 4 and read this and pray this to God and ask him to take away your fear.
如果说你有恐惧中，但你在焦虑中，你可以祷告跟神，让神来拿走你的恐惧跟焦虑。
You can almost see David saying this to himself. Sometimes we need to say this to ourselves, preach this to ourselves.
很多时候你可以看到，我们可以晓得大卫他当时也是跟自己这样子说的。有时候你可以自己跟自己说。
And I think that's the Christian life. We just need to remind ourselves again and again that I'm not going to be afraid because I know that God is with me. We just need to remind ourselves and remind each other that God is with us.
你可以提醒自己，可以把自己的恐惧交托给上帝。
Well, as we continue in the psalm, we learn a third truth about God and our relationship with him. And what we learn is this, friends, embrace the love of God in your life.
然后我们继续又可以学到关于神的第三个真理，就是在生命中领受神的爱。
God is our shepherd and he loves us.
神是我们的牧者，然后他很爱我们。
And the image I want to give us here to remember this idea is a home, spiritual home, your home.
这就是你灵里的领受属灵的家园。
What does it say here in verse 5?
在第五节说到什么呢？
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
然后在我敌人面前你为我摆设宴席。
At the time that this was written in Jewish culture,The idea of sitting down and eating with a meal with someone was very special. It had the ideas of relationship, love, and care.
然后是跟神的一个关系。
Yeah, and also, the person eating with you, if you're in their home, they would also provide protection for you while you would eat with them.
然后在犹太文化中，如果说你坐下来跟家人一起吃饭的话，他也有保护你的责任。
And so we even see here this here with David. It's he's having relationship and fellowship with this host, and this host is also providing protection for him in the midst of difficulty.
然后他就像神就像这个主人一样，神也会在你的困难中给你提供保护。
It says here, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. We see the host just abundance, giving abundance to the guest.
而这里写到，用油膏我的头，使我福杯满溢。
And it's interesting here, we see David transitioning from the beginning of the psalm, talking about a shepherd, now to talking about a host. A host taking him in.
我们可以看到，就是从一个刚开始大卫从一个牧羊人的形象转变为一个招待的主人的形象。
And it's almost the picture of a king taking in those people and welcoming people in to eat with him and he provides blessing to them and protection to them.
有一天一个国王然后来招待人进去他里面吃他的庭院里面吃饭然后来同样给这些人提供保护。
In verse 6, it says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以第六节，我一生一世必有恩惠、慈爱与追随我，我要住在耶和华殿中，直到永远。
See this word in English, it says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. The Hebrew word here for follow actually carries a stronger meaning than just follow. There's a special meaning for this word follow. I'm not sure what it
就 追随这件事在希伯来文有一个特殊的含义。
Yeah. Here, the Hebrew means to pursue or chase down.
在希伯来文中，它的意思是追求。
Yeah. Here we see God's goodness and love are not passive, and they actually pursue His people throughout their lives.
所以说，看到神的良善不是被动的，他其实一直在追求他们。
So here we see the love of the shepherd and of the host.
就是我们这里看到是一个作为主人还有牧羊人的爱。
We see the love of God that pursues us throughout our lives.
我们看到上帝的爱然后来追求我们。
You see, all of us down deep want a home.
说你看我们内心深处每个人都想要有个家。
All of us down deep want to be loved.
也想被爱。
All of us want to have a place where we can go and be completely loved and accepted.
我们希望可以去到一个地方，我们是被爱的。
Chinese New Year is coming, right? Happy New Year, Happy New Year. And so this is just a typical picture, right? But Chinese New Year signifies this, right? You go home, you travel home, you come together with your people, with your family, and you eat together, and it's a very special feeling. I am not Chinese, and I have experienced this, but it's a very special feeling, I know, especially for my Chinese friends.
中国新年就要到了，这是一个年夜饭的照片。然后虽然我不是中国人，但是我也知道，就是这是一个大家在一起很好的时候。
This is home, and you must travel home. I was talking with Ning this week, and you know, people in China, when they're in China, they travel home. There's like it's Renhai, Renshan, Renhai, 对不对？ It's just people, mountain, people, sea. They are on the trains, they're on the airplanes. It's wow, lots of people traveling home.
所以说在中国在国内呢我们过年的时候都要回家然后回家就是大家就经过人山人海然后一起就是到家里面吃年夜饭。
Yeah. Well, friends, in the same way, we are completely loved by God.
朋友们同样的我们也完全被上帝所爱。
We are a member of the family.
我们也是神家族中的一员。
We have a home.
我们也有个家。
We have a spiritual home in God.
我们在灵里面，我们是有家的。
He's prepared a great meal for us to eat.
他给我们准备了一顿丰盛的饭菜。
He wants to sit down and eat with us.
然后他想要坐下，然后跟我们一起吃饭。
He's created a home for us to live with Him forever.
他给我们造了一个家，然后让我们可以回家与他同住。
So application question here is this: Where's your spiritual home?
所以说，我们这里的应用问题是你属灵的家在哪里
？I hope that's not confusing question, but my hope is that our spiritual home would be in God, would be in relationship with God.
所以我的希望是，就是我们希望可以有神跟神一个建立一个属灵的关系。
That we could say just as David does here, that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that God and dwelling with Him, that's my spiritual home.
就是在神里面，我们回到神属灵的家园。
Well, friends, we've learned today our main idea, the sermon in one sentence is this: the Lord is our shepherd, leading us.Protecting us and loving us.
我们这里的中心思想是耶和华是我们的牧者，引导我们，保护我们，爱我们。
Remember the first image. What's the first image? Remember the shepherd's staff.
所以说，我们回到第一张图片。第一张图片就是神的杖。
Embrace the wisdom of God in your life. Embrace the guidance of God in your life.
我们可以领受神的。神的智慧，神的引导。
Yeah. Number two, remember the shepherd's rod.
然后 好，第二点，记住神，牧羊人的证。
Embrace the shepherd's protection in your life.
在生命中领受神的保护。
And number three, the third picture is remember your spiritual home.
然后第三点是记住，然后记住你的属灵的家。
Embrace your spiritual home in God.
然后再拥抱你在神里面的属灵的家。
As we consider Psalm 23, we find a beautiful psalm that teaches us to trust God in difficulty.
然后我们在读诗篇二十三篇的时候，他教导我们在困难中我们要信靠神。
However, we must be reminded that this psalm is pointing to another person.
那我们也必须要记住，这篇诗篇也指向某个人。
David is writing this psalm as the shepherd king of Israel.
然后大卫在以色列牧羊人的身份写了这首诗篇。
And as he's writing it, one of his descendants is going to come at a later time who would become the great shepherd king of Israel also.
在他之后，他的一个后代也会成为以色列的这个牧羊的王。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣。
In John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Maybe you can read the Chinese for me.
在约翰福音十章十一到十五节说到，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我一样，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
Jesus says here in verse 11, I am the good shepherd.
好，在这第一句写到，我是好牧人。
Yeah. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
然后好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus is what Psalm 23 is talking about.
耶稣就是诗篇二十三篇所提到的好牧羊人。
He is the shepherd who leads us.
他是一个好牧羊人，可以引导我们。
And Jesus is the shepherd who protects us.
那耶稣也是他一个牧羊人，可以保护我们。
And Jesus is the shepherd who loves us.
然后他也是一个，耶稣也是一个好牧羊人来爱我们。
Jesus loved us so much that he laid down his life. He died for us on the cross so that we can have a relationship with God.
耶稣爱我们，所以说他献出了他的生命，在十字架上被钉了，使我们可以有神，可以有一个建立的关系。
Yes, Jesus is our shepherd and we are loved.
所以说耶稣是我们的牧者，我们其实是被爱的。
We have a home.
我们有一个家。
We can say that because of Jesus, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
因着耶稣，一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我要住在耶和华殿中，直到永远。
So back to my initial question, friends.Have you ever been lost?
你说回到我最开始的问题，朋友们，你们有没有曾经迷失过呢？
Do you know someone who seems lost?
你们知不知道有谁看起来像是迷失的呢？
May this Psalm, Psalm 23, lead us to Jesus.
所以说，诗篇二十三篇，更希望大家来带领大家。
May we place our faith in Jesus and embrace his sacrifice for our sins.
我们希望他的我们的信可以，还有他的这个为我们的献身，可以再把我们带到神的面前。
May we trust Jesus.
让我们可以信靠他。
May we embrace his guidance.
然后我们来领受他的引导。
His protection and love.
他的保护还有爱。
May our spiritual home be in Jesus.
让我们在耶稣里面灵里面有一个属灵的家。
Yeah. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for Psalm 23, and we thank you for your love, your protection, and guidance. We thank you for Jesus, who is the great shepherd, the good shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep. And Lord, this is true even when we stray. It's not based on us being good enough. Even when we strayed, you pursued us and loved us and sent your Son into this world to die for us. So now that through faith in Christ, faith in Jesus, we can have eternal life, that we can have a home with you, God, forever. So God, we love you and thank you. May this psalm guide us this week as we pray and as we meditate on you. May we encourage one another. In Jesus' name, amen.